Big weekend of racing, and to break it down, we're joined by Sky's Ali Mosley. Ali, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Middo. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And yeah, we had racing going on everywhere over the weekend.
Hello.
But what did you make of the Group 1 win of Marzu, breaking that Group 1, well, getting his first Group 1 in the Tab Doomben 10,000?
Oh, wasn't Marzu huge? I thought, considering the track conditions and how much of a slog it was, he went enormous. I think we could have seen our Everest winner on Saturday. And I think even better for Clippo. He's a young dad. And I couldn't think of a better person to potentially be on the Everest favourite. He's just such a legend. And huge prep ahead for Marzu.
What did you make of Rustic Steel in the Scone Cup?
Oh, I was cheering home a tissue, so I wasn't really. I can't say that I was looking at Rustic Steel. Not to discredit him, he's now obviously won the Coast and the Scone Cup. But a tissue, I thought, went enormous. I thought that was such a huge run from her, and I know we said at the time she had to do everything right, which she hasn't done for most of this prep, but she did on Friday, and I just thought it was the biggest run of the race, and I'll follow her through, provided that she continues on for the prep. But swooped them, and she just, the way she found the line and just kept going, had that race been an extra maybe, extra probably 2 furlongs, I reckon she would have won by a mile.
And Ali, in secret in the Woodlands on Saturday, this Godolphin filly looks like she might have a future.
Yep, I reckon she'll be a Group 1 winner. If nothing else, she'll at least get black type, more black type on the page. She was actually one of my only winners on the weekend, so I was pretty happy. I had a bit of a rough Saturday, but she went enormous. Huey rode her an absolute peach. She just popped her off. I mean, I think she's a consummate professional as it is. She's one of those really racy two-year-old type fillies where he just popped her out, had her sitting in a really nice rhythm, got off the rail. And she did the rest. She just cannered in. She was a class above the rest of those horses for sure.
What about Zaki in the Doomben Cup? Anything stand in the way? Stand in his way?
I can't see anything, to be fair. And I particularly liked his little burn around the track as well. I think I've sort of sometimes jumped off Zaki at times, you know, maybe not giving him the credit that he deserves, but I think he will be unbeatable in that. I've sort of conceded to the fact now, even leading into the big Sydney races, I've always thought, will this be his time? And I've sort of always looked over him, and I can't really deny how good he is. Not that I didn't think so, but I think nothing will beat him now.
Not concerned about his run? I know he was short odds, and we expect so much of him, I suppose. What did we expect him to win by 6 lengths or something? But when you're just sort of ambling home against the likes of Polly Gray, who you wouldn't say is a weight for age, you know, Group 1 horse, but is a good performer for sure. Any concerns out of that run, or just that would be, that's exactly what he needed?
I felt as though he probably needed it. He was going into it so fresh, and I've spoken about it before. I think he took off on Annabelle, but in an interview she did with Channel 7 during the day, he sort of went to run off on her. He just was absolutely firing. He was so fresh and feeling so well that, you know what he's like when he rolls, you know, you let fast horses be fast, but Jeezy, once he gets rolling, it's hard to sort of slow him up. I still think the funniest thing is that bird that flew over, and James said he spooked at it and sort of pulled up a stride, and had he not spooked at the bird, they might have all swamped him. But I think he just needed that run, and he goes well fresh, as we know, but I think he was probably almost too fresh in that. He was just feeling too well and just wanted to roll, so I think he'll take good improvement from it. And she saved him really well over the Autumn Carnival in Sydney as well. She didn't give him too many gut busters, and I think he's just feeling very, very well within himself. And as you said, it wasn't as impressive as we thought, but I think he gets the job done when he needs to.
Okay, looking forward to chatting later in the week, Ali. Thanks so much.
Thanks, team.